What's up, everybody? It's John Harris down on the sideline again, this time at NRG Stadium, my second time down on the sideline. And actually, it won't even be my second time on the sideline because I'll be up in the booth tonight because Andre Ware will be out. So I'll be doing color analysis. But still, I'm going to give you a little bit on the scene of what goes on here, including my first time last week. We're going to go find what happened to be my kryptonite last week, and it almost got me. Well, I'll tell you the story as we walk here. The sideline's pretty clear cut. There's a lot of things here up against the wall. You can see all the wires and all that. I stay away from all that. There's a nice clear path that I can walk right here, and I got to look out for the yellow line. All the people that are down here before the game, they go find a seat, and I just keep walking, right? No big deal. Well, when you're on the visiting team sideline, this TV truck is not there. I don't have to worry about this thing. I just come and go as I please. I avoid the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, and I'm good, right? Well, here I've got to avoid the Texas cheerleaders, and I got to avoid this thing. Well, I did, sort of. So as I made my way down the sideline, as this thing is about to run me over, I get out of the way. And I walk on down to the far sideline here. And as I'm looking back to see that particular TV thing, I look up, and all of a sudden I hear this noise go right by my ear. And I thought, that didn't sound good. And I look down here, and John Weeks is firing punt snaps. Now, if you've ever caught a punt snap, you know John Weeks can fire it. It is a laser. And that thing came about that close to my nose. So as I'm going down here, I'm thinking, no big deal. I get out of the way of the TV cam. I turn around, and then all of a sudden, whoo, there it goes. And I about got knocked out right here on the sideline. You would have seen a little tape outline right over here. You know, the things you see in TV crime dramas. There would have been one right down here, right there on the sideline. It would have said, boom, where John Harris lies, right here. And John Weeks would have been standing over me like Muhammad Ali in 1965 against Sonny Liston. He would have had that fist like this over him, like, get up, son. It just would have been a taped outline of me. That's all it would have been. That was my first experience on the NRG Stadium sideline. Okay, last week I told you, you never know who, what you're going to find on a sideline or even on a field. And I'm down here about a half hour ago before Jay got down here, and I just heard nothing but barking, nothing. And I realized, wait a second, that's not the 49ers. The Texans are in the locker room. Not exactly sure who that is. No, it's dogs. It literally is. And there are a bunch of dogs out on the field. Can you play special teams? What about running down on punt team?
We're going here.
Nope. Jack, run. Run like the wind, Jack. Now, we're on a grass field. If you think about what dogs do on a grass field, I am a little worried at this point, considering the fact that my vet charged me when I took my dog to the vet the other day a $7 cleanup fee, and we didn't want grass. So I would imagine keep your eyes peeled, Houston Texans and San Francisco 49ers, and you find a little gift on the field. Just understand it was one of these dogs. And trust me, you will hear them at halftime a little bit more than you heard Vanilla Ice. See? There they go. I'm John Harris down in Houston, Texas sideline. See everybody next week when we are on the scene right here for the Washington Redskins. See you then.